was the main motivation behind being involved in the farmers market?
It was a great way to test our products out. So we eventually would like to see our products in more kind of stores where people have easy access to it. But it was great to move out to here because from Vancouver, you know, there's a lot of plant-based things there already. But the farmers market was a great way to meet people that are like conscious about what they eat and then try to see if there's a market for plant-based foods here. So the market was a great way to beta test our products and sort of get them out there and in a more of like a community kind of aspect.
Moving on, what impact do you think it has on the community?
I think that shopping at the farmers market is a great way to be more connected to where your food comes from and think about the whole cycle of it. And it's a great sort of hub for the community, I think, to be at the market. And it's more of a community experience than if you say go to a grocery store. I think there's a big benefit to that way, and you're also supporting people that are local businesses rather than importing from elsewhere. So that kind of will trickle out into the community as well because they're spending money in the community. So it's a great kind of local hub.
Mm-hmm. So in terms of like competition, do you face any challenges in the market? Like since you guys have put up?
There's not really much competition for our products, but sometimes we find that people at the market are more looking for. They're the type of person that wants to cook themselves, you know, and they're looking for like fresh fruits and vegetables, whereas our products are convenience products, so it's sometimes a bit different than what people are expecting, I find. And some people, we really have to pull them in, you know, because they'll come with kind of tunnel vision. They're like, I need to get my fruits and vegetables, and then we're like, want to try some hummus? They're like, don't sell me on anything, you know. They're like, they already have their mind kind of made up, you know. But so it's trying to kind of pop their bubble a little bit and get them to come in. And really it's once they try it, they're like, oh, okay, it's really good, I want to buy it, you know. But it's getting them to try it that's the hard part. Yeah.
Do you grow it yourself or do you have any suppliers? Like, what's the produce like?
So right now we just got started, so some of the stuff we do end up buying at a superstore, you know, and like whatever or like Costco for like certain things that we try to get, and then we like slowly shifting, we like get our garlic at the market, we get onions at the market, get pizza at the market, you know, it's just to try to get things as much as we can at the market. But at the current scale that we have, we don't have cold storage or dry storage, so just starting out, it's really hard. So we can't buy in bulk because we have nowhere to store it, you know. So we really have to buy every week, which is hard to get suppliers and get it a cheap supply chain, you know. So right now we kind of are all over for where we're buying things, and that kind of makes it a little more expensive. So it's growing pains really, because we've only actually started 2 months ago.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for your time, Kevin.